Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, lady kins, kitty girls, and legendary legends. It's time for another episode of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. And it is my pleasure as Alec Mappa to introduce to you Emmy-nominated makeup artist, Lonnie Love.
Hello, Alec. This is episode 7 of All Stars. I'm excited to get into it, but how have you been?
I'm good. We are pre-recording this episode, and today, while we're recording this, Lonnie, is Judy Garland's 100th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so exciting. You know how she's super important to the LGBTQ community. She died in 1969, and on that day, a bunch of drag queens and trans women and gay men and women were gathered in the Stonewall Bar in the Village in New York City to mourn. They were grieving. And on that night, the cops came in to rough them up, which is what they regularly did. Mm-hmm. And on this day, the queens were not having it. A bunch of drag queens and trans women all fought back, and the riot went on for 3 days, and that was the birth of the modern LGBTQ movement, which we now know as Pride.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
It's so wonderful. Have you ever met Liza? Have you met Liza or
Of course I've met Liza.
Oh, just really? Wonderful. I want to hear a Liza story. Oh, I love goodness. Your celebrity stories.
It was a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. I forgot where it was, but it was in LA somewhere. Uh-huh. And she came in and, you know, she has that elegance about her. Oh, mm-hmm. Hello, boy. And I was just so excited to meet her. Just a lovely woman. She was married at the time.
Yes. To David Guest, marriage that lasted for like a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. He was there with her. You know, I said, hi, how you doing? But I was just pleased to meet her. I was just over the moon. So
very exciting. You
know. And also, Britney Spears got married. And I think that's just wonderful.
Congratulations, Brit.
Oh, she had a wonderful wedding.
Yeah. On a Thursday, was it a big wedding?
It was a very intimate wedding. It was about 75 people. She got married to her fiance.
He's very handsome.
Very, very handsome and young. 28 years old.
I don't even know how old Britney is. Because in my head, she's always 1999 Britney. She's always, oops, I did it again, Britney. So she's in her 40s?
Yes. And you know what? This happened after, of course, she got let go, you know, in her conservatorship.
Yes.
But the wedding was fabulous. It was a horse-drawn carriage. It was like a fantasy wedding. Madonna was there, Selena Gomez, Paris Hilton. And she looked so wonderful. The pictures are wonderful. And her mom and dad were not invited. And her sister.
That's where we insert the shade sound. RuPaul's Drag Race.
And something interesting happened too at her wedding. Right before the ceremony, her ex, Jason Alexander, who she was married to for about 55 hours.
Yes.
He came in on, he live streamed. He just tried to bust in and crash her wedding. And he ended up getting arrested. And then she had her wedding. A girl's wedding will go on.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, I was on the Instagrams this morning, and I did see a wedding photograph that did feature her with Paris Hilton and Madonna and Drew Barrymore. So it looked very exciting. Congratulations to Brittany.
Congratulations.
But back to the matter at hand, we're here to talk about episode 7.
Yes.
So what are we going to talk about, Lonnie?
Well, you know what? We are talking about the legendary looks inspired by RuPaul. We're going to see the finished looks on the runway. We're going to have the lip sync and, of course, the blocking. But you know what? Let's just get right on into the episode, shall we, Alec?
Let's get into it, Lonnie Love.
All right. Now, the top two last week were the Vivian and Evie, and then the Vivian won and blocked Jinx. Now, they're starting to have a little rivalry, right?
They are. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of... Well, I noticed something in watching the episode last night. This season doesn't really have a villain.
Yes.
It doesn't have a Fifi O'Hara. It doesn't have a Diabetti. But there is kind of strategy involved in this season. And there does seem to be some tension between Jinx Monsoon and the Vivian.
Yeah. And so Jinx was not happy to be blocked again. But mm-hmm. she wasn't surprised. The Vivian was mad because she was blocked from getting a star mm-hmm. because Jinx had blocked her. And right. Jinx had no sympathy for it because it happened to her and to Trinity. So they were blocked. Now, Jinx thought that the Vivian wouldn't block her since they were on the same team together.
Oh.
So it's really getting competitive and we're starting to get these rivalries. You know?
Yeah, and we're halfway through, and there is $200,000 at stake.
Definitely.
$200,000. They all want to win it. I think that what happened here, I feel like I'm the principal, the high school principal.
Well, tally principal.
Listening to both sides of the story, mm-hmm. and to me, it sounds as if Jinx expected loyalty from the Vivian because they were on the same team.
Yes.
And when she did not get that loyalty, she felt a little pushed.
And that's what
happened. Meanwhile, the one that should be angry about everything, I agree with you, is Trinity. Because Trinity's been going around helping everybody. And she didn't get a star from anybody. She hasn't gotten a little extra help. But I honestly think that's because she's a fierce competitor and nobody wants to help her.
Well, exactly. And, you know, we will see that. Now, Jinx is the first queen to win 3 challenges, 2 stars, and get blocked twice this season. Jinx says that it will be hard for her not to block the Vivian moving forward because now they have this like rivalry and it's just something that's happening. But I don't want these two queens to forget that you have 6 other people that can sneak in and win.
Like if they become too focused on each other, you're saying they're going to miss kind of other shenanigans going around them and somebody else might pull ahead. But you said something earlier in one of the earlier podcasts that each week, especially with this group, it's mm-hmm. anybody's game.
Yep.
Because the challenges keep changing week after week after week. And so they could play to somebody's strengths and somebody's weaknesses in the following week. It could change completely.
So that's what I believe the queens forget. See, they don't know what the next challenge will be. So if you're basing everything, all of your emotions on what happened for that particular challenge, you're mm-hmm. not thinking, well, what's going to happen in the future? And then look at all of the queens and then base your block on all of the queens. That's how I would look at it. But there's this rivalry that's happening between mm-hmm. the Vivian and Jinx.
It would be like for you, if you were a drag queen on the show and you had like 6 weeks of stand-up challenges and you slayed all of them. And then the following week, it was singing.
I would lose all the way. I would tell you, I was like, ooh, Lonnie's not going to win. Not going to win at all. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Now, this week's challenge was very interesting because the show turned into Project Runway.
The maxi challenge, right?
The maxi challenge. When RuPaul entered, this time, she wasn't dressed as MC Hammer. She didn't have the hammer pants this time. She was Resort Rue.
Resort Rue with the all white and then, you know, the coat.
She was Club Med Rue, right? Like, she was like in white pants and sandals and kind of almost like an Indian print. It was really, really beautiful.
It's like that all you can eat cruise buffet.
Yeah. You go on a lot of vacations. I stalk you on your Instagram, and every time you're someplace glamorous, I'm like, where is she now?
I love it.
Yeah, what's your favorite vacation? Where do you love to go?
Anywhere where there's drinks.
Yeah.
Anywhere. You know, I love the Caribbean, though. I love, you know, because I usually only get to actually go on holiday when the industry is shut down, which is usually around the holidays. So I usually go warmer places. What about yourself?
Caribbean. I love Hawaii.
I went there for New Year's. I went there for New Year's. It was so beautiful. You know how they have the fireworks all over the island. It kind of reminded me of Compton because it was like so many. It was like gunshots and it was fire. And it was, I was like, I feel at home.
I feel at home. All the explosive sounds around me make me feel as if I'm in Compton, even though I'm in Honolulu. Now, back to Resort Rue. She talked about this week's maxi challenge, which is...
Well, she says that the queens must create a legendary look inspired by one of his classic looks. Now, most of them were made by the multi-Emmy-winning, award-winning designer, Zaldi. Have you met Zaldi?
I've met Zaldi. Zaldi's Filipino, like me, FYI.
All right.
A little fun fact. Zaldi is an incredible designer, has been... I mean, you think about it, has designed all of Rue's looks for every single show. I mean, that's an impossible task. But in addition to designing for Rue, Zaldi was the main designer for Gwen Stefani's fashion line, Lamb, designed costumes for Lady Gaga's tour, designed, I believe, for Katy Perry's show in Vegas. Is an incredible, incredible designer. But most importantly, he's Filipino, so he's family. So maybe if I... We're probably related. It's a very small country.
Now, when we talk about the runway looks, okay, I was trying to do a little math just to impress you, Alec. There have been 14 seasons of Drag Race, right? So that's a look for each episode, for each season, but there have been different number of episodes, but that's been over 190 runway looks.
Wow.
And we're not even talking about All-Stars, because that's at least 6 to 8 different episodes, so that's another 64 looks for the run.
Wow.
So I would say, you know, and then you got all the other Drag Race episodes and shows. Mm-hmm. So Zaldi has done over 300, 400 looks for RuPaul.
Oh my God, he must be exhausted.
I'm tired.
I'm trying to remember some of my favorite RuPaul looks. Do you remember the Hello Kitty challenge from season 7? I believe. That was a season with Violet Chachki and Pearl and Trixie Mattel. So they had to do a Hello Kitty thing. And Rue came out in this beautiful kind of pinkish gown. And she had this amazing white wig that had like a bow and bangs cut across. I love that look. And this season, she's done so many amazing looks.
I mean, just beautiful. I don't know how Rue keeps that figure going.
I've never seen him eat.
Never. Never. And just a lovely, lovely person. If you ever have not met RuPaul, go to the next DragCon and see RuPaul, because he is just phenomenal. The sweetest person you could ever want. So now, okay, there are 8 looks and there are 8 queens. And it's funny how the math works out. See, I'm an engineer. Can't you tell? 8 looks, 8 queens. Okay. Now, because the Vivian won last week, he gets to pick the RuPaul first look. So there are 8 looks. So the Vivian picks the Desby Awards. Do you remember that one, Alec?
It was the one where it's almost like she looks like a bunny rabbit, but it's kind of like it's a gold gown, but there's a bow tied at the top that looks like 2 bunny ears. I'm making it sound kind of goofy, but it's a very elegant,
very
kind of
elegant
metallic gown. Trinity chose the season 8 promo. They do those promos every year for YouTube and for the social medias where they have a scenario. And in this one, it was a beauty parlor. This was the Bob the Drag Queen season. And Rue had almost kind of like a baby doll dress that was blue and sparkly.
It was like a Tiffany blue.
Yeah, and it had gloves, you know, of course, very, very high heels, and a bow at the top. So cute.
And then Monet got the face kini. I was like, okay. Explain that look, Alec.
Face kini. It's, you know, Lee Bowery, who is a British artist and drag queen in London, kind of pioneered this look where the entire face would be covered and the lips would be showing. It was kind of a thing. I'd never heard of it as a face kini before, but that was the look. And 1 week, Rue wore the face kini. Mm-hmm. And it was for that episode where Monet exchanged that lip sync against Dusty Ray Bottoms. Was it to a Nicki Minaj song where she pretended like she was going to jump and she didn't? It was to Pound the Alarm by Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Yeah. And she wore the face kini. I'm not into the face kini, but there was a scandal when Rue wore that because on the social medias, they were saying that that wasn't her.
They thought it was someone else on the social, on the internet.
They thought it was somebody else. But who else could it be? It was Lonnie Love. Let me clear up.
No.
It was Lonnie Love was behind that face kini in that episode. That's the rumor I'm going to spread.
Okay. Next we have Shay. She got season 5 Sugar Ball.
Beautiful. Rue says this was her favorite gown. And it's a full length. And of course it comes into her 10-inch waist. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's so tiny around the waist. And it was almost like a purple leopard print.
Yes.
Full length gown. And it's beautiful.
It's a very beautiful dress. Jada Essence Hall had the VH1 Divas 2000 a tribute to Diana Ross. Oh, we know. Gold.
Wow. Gold. You told me your Diana Ross story, meeting her, how exciting. I saw Diana Ross at the Hollywood Bowl, and she would change outfits every 3 songs. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting so far back that we could see the back of the stage. And after her last encore, we saw her get into a limo and leave. And people were still chanting, come back, come back. And I was like, no, she's gone. She's got stuff to do.
No, when the boss is gone, she's gone. I had to host the Essence Festival, which is a huge festival.
Yes.
In July.
Like a girls' trip.
Yeah. Girls trip. And
Was it just like the movie?
It was just like the movie. I was the main stage host. So it was 3 big nights, 50,000 people. Diana Ross was the main headliner that Sunday night. And that's when I got to party with Diana. To be over 75 years old and know all of her songs, she's up there dancing, having a good time. Like you said, every 3 songs she changes.
Yeah.
It was just phenomenal. So I love some Diana Ross. So that was Jada's.
Me too. Me too. And people forget, like, what a groundbreaker she was. Like, what a groundbreaking entertainer she is. And how she, there'd be no Beyonce without Diana Ross, original girl group star. And I was flying back from Massachusetts this week, and one of the movies that they had on was Lady Sings the Blues.
Oh.
Have you seen that? Where she plays Billie Holiday?
She was nominated for an Oscar for Lady Sings the Blues.
And Liza Minnelli ended up winning for Cabaret.
Ooh.
And do you know why? A little bit of trivia.
Yes,
well, I'm going to take a little left turn here. Now, when you're campaigning to win an Oscar, it is customary to advertise in Variety and to start a campaign.
Yes.
In the 70s, in 1974, 1973 specifically, that wasn't being done yet. But Berry Gordy did it for Diana Ross, started buying up all these ad space and Variety. And because it hadn't been done before, voters were put off. They thought it was a little pushy. They thought it was like, and so it affected her chances of winning. It's an incredible, incredible performance.
Look at you with the facts. Yeah. Come through.
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge Diana Ross fan. And also that was featured in the book Call Her Miss Ross, which is an amazing tell-all. All right, who's next?
Evie Oddly. She got Supermodel of the World. Remember that dress?
It was the very first video that RuPaul ever did. And it is 2 different lengths. It is a red dress that is short in the front and long in the back. She has this long tulle train, and she had that platinum blonde hair that was piled up in the 90s supermodel look. It's beautiful.
Just beautiful. Then Jinx got Drag Race Down Under promo.
Which was a purple dress.
Yes.
It's a purple dress, and it is kind of a sheath gown. It's really, really beautiful.
Beautiful dress. And then last but not least, now this was interesting because Raja the Vivian got to pick first, and then Raja mm-hmm. was saying, wow, I really want to go second. I hope I get picked mm-hmm. because Raja wanted the red. She wanted the supermodel of the world.
Yes.
But
yes.
nobody picked Raja because it was basically like the Vivian, and then the Vivian picked Trinity, then Trinity could pick someone. So Raja ended being dead last, and she yeah. got the Born Naked promo.
Right, which is kind of a white nude illusion kind of bodysuit mm-hmm. where it has like these claw marks through it and it looks like you're naked underneath. It's a really cool outfit. I was surprised that Raja wasn't more kind of vocal during the picking, like had not raised her hand and go, me,
right.
I want that one.
I thought it was kind of mean that she was picked last too. I'm sticking up for Raja.
But do you think it was a strategy though to make Raja last?
On the Vivian's part? Maybe.
Hmm.
Maybe.
On all the queens, because someone could have picked her.
Right, right. I mean, this week, there's a lot of queens who sew. There's Raja. She makes stuff. Shay makes stuff.
Yep.
Trinity makes stuff. The Vivian and Jada. And Evie is very crafty. I think the only person who really doesn't sew in this challenge out of all eight is Jinx.
Jinx, hot glue's everything. Jinx, hot glue monsoon. That's what I called it this episode. Hot glue.
Hot glue. I asked my husband, we were watching together, and I said, does that work? Does that work? Like, can you really hot glue a dress together? And he goes, and he said, it'll work, but it's not going to last. At some point, it's going to disintegrate.
It's just there for yeah. the time being. Well, what was important was that Rue didn't want them to copy the look. He wanted them to use it as inspiration for their own imagination. So he's basically like, do you, boo, do you. You know.
Right.
So
right.
that was interesting. And that gave them creativity instead of trying to replicate an actual look.
Right. So it's kind of just a jumping off point. It's like inspired by
mm-hmm.
Lonnie Love.
Yeah. Inspired by the wonderful RuPaul. So
wouldn't it be great if there was like Night of a Thousand Lonnies? Oh. Like if they did like you know how they did with Dolly Parton? If there was like a tribute to you.
You got drunk Lonnie. You got crying yeah. Lonnie. You got laughing Lonnie. You got mad Lonnie. You got cussing out my boyfriend James Lonnie. Oh, yeah.
All the different wigs, all your different hair. There could be turban Lonnie. There could be glittery Lonnie. And they'd all be wearing flats.
You know what? Flats and gym shoes. Let me tell you, I had to guest host this week and I did 10 days. I had 10 yeah. days because the regular hosts were out. And I had 10 different wigs. I know the executive producers are like, wait a minute. How many wigs do you have, honey?
How many wigs do you have?
I have over 75 wigs. I have over 75 wigs. And they're all, like, I already talked about how I yeah. store them and stuff like that. But
yeah.
what wigs do for me is that they give me character and they give me a variety. And I like mm-hmm. looking different, you know.
Yeah.
And I like matching my wigs with whatever my outfit. Like, if I have a collar, then right. I'll wear, like, a bob. Or if I don't have a collar and I maybe have a smooth outline, I will wear a long, straight hair. It just depends. And it just,
right,
for
right.
me, is something. It used to be a long time ago when people were ashamed to wear wigs. And now, because I believe of Drag Race, because of fierce women that are out here saying, hey, we're going to do whatever we want to do.
Right.
We're just going to wear
wigs. I can have whatever hair I want.
I can do whatever
basically.
I want. And,
yeah,
and
yeah.
it's a wig and it's my hair because I bought it.
Mm-hmm. See, is that your so. Hair? Yes. I got the receipt. Have you ever had a wig where you put it on and you felt so cute and then you saw it on camera and you were like, maybe that was a mistake. We're not going to wear this one again.
Before I got my wigs made, like mm-hmm. if I would try to go and buy them like at a wig store, certain, you know, because you got to look at the hair and sometimes right. it's not real hair, it's fabric and it mm-hmm. could be too shiny on camera because you have all, right. like all the lights. You have to be very careful
oh.
about that.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to be very, very careful.
Too shiny so it looked like what? It looked like
it
a shake
like
and go
cheap. It looked like
you
wearing plastic on top of
it. It looked like a Party City wig.
Yeah. Like, hey, Party City or Bozo the Clown wig. It's like, it's a lot happening. So thank goodness for wigs now. And the improvement of through technology. So
we'll be right back after this break.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
And we're back.
We went to the workroom prep day, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Like you said, most of this episode was in the workroom. I actually liked it. I mean, I liked it.
I did too, because there wasn't a challenge with choreography or sketches that they had to prepare for. It was really kind of a chance to hang out with all the queens.
Yes.
And kind of get to know them personally. And again, I've talked about this before. I think one of the best things about this season is that we're getting to know everybody so intimately because nobody's leaving.
Right. And so this was a good way, like you said, to hang out with the queens, get to see their personalities, kind of see what they're thinking. And the first thing was that Jinx says that the Vivian wasted his block on them because it's a design challenge. It's like, yeah, you thought you was getting me. You wasted. Now somebody else is going to get a star.
Right.
And that's where that strategy, you know, came from.
Yeah.
You know,
and Jinx was like, I'm not going to win this anyway, so I'm just going to have fun. I'm not going to get a star. I think that having that pressure taken off of her really freed her up.
And it was funny because Jinx got purple, which was the same design challenge, the last design challenge. She had purple material as well.
That's right.
It was the
same thing.
Now, Trinity in the workroom, she, of course, wants to do a gown, but without a train. And I think she got intimidated because everybody's like, yeah, he's doing a train. Honey, let me tell you something. Do a train. You look good in a train. You've got the ass for a train. You know how to carry that train. But I think she got a little intimidated by the other queens.
Well, Raja kind of like said something on purpose, kind of to sabotage her. Because the thing is, like, Trinity was talking about it out loud and Raja kind of went, okay. Like, it's kind of like when you're getting ready to go out and somebody's like, are you going to do your hair like that? Or... are you sure you want to wear that dress? It kind of like, she kind of messed with her confidence.
Definitely. And I was like, that's just strategy. Hey, it's a competition. Because everybody knows that Trinity can throw down. Okay?
Yeah.
So they're trying to use whatever they need to try to one up her. It might not seem fair, but it happens.
That was Raja's version of like throwing marbles on the stairs like in Showgirls.
Now, Shay wants to flip the gown design upside down and put volume on the top half instead of making the volume of that beautiful dress that Rue had on the bottom. And also, Shay is going to hand paint the print.
She's hand painting the print. She put up the fabric and recreated the print with paint. I can't even, I would be such a disaster at this. I would look like a mummy.
Oh my God.
Like I would just wrap fabric around the dressing dummy. I would look like King Tut. I would look mummified. I'd be ridiculous.
My goodness. Okay. Now then, you know, RuPaul, while all of this is going on, Ru comes in to talk to the queens about their ideas and what the original looks mean to them. I thought that it was great to see Ru and Evie have a moment where Evie was talking about how she grew up and how his parents were not, you know, supportive And it's those type of stories that you only get if you do an episode like this.
Right.
And that's why it's important sometimes, because sometimes we think, oh, this is just great. It's fashion. It's this. But they're real true people and true feelings and stories. Mm-hmm. And this is the type of story that makes you love Drag Race.
Sure.
And this, it really makes you, you know, realize that we still have a long way to go in this country when it comes to accepting all people for who they are and who they love and who they believe in. So I just love that moment.
I love that that's what you got out of it. It just made me feel old. Because Evie was like, this was my favorite dress of yours when I was in kindergarten. And I was like, I was living in New York City in Brooklyn, and I had my own apartment when the video came on. Because I remember I worked on St. Mark's Place at a gay bar called Boy Bar. Mm-hmm. And they had a drag show there every Thursday at midnight. And RuPaul and Lady Bunny were the stars. They would come in and they would perform. So I remember I was working, and then all of a sudden that supermodel video came out. And it was like somebody took RuPaul from the bar, and all of a sudden she was on MTV, and I was like, what's happening? Because in the early 80s, late 80s, drag was still like a fringe thing.
Yeah.
So to see it on MTV in a mainstream way, I remember as a queer person being shocked, like, oh my God, there's family on television. What are they going to say about us?
See, I don't look at it like that. I look at it as it's history. What I love about RuPaul, they try to throw jokes about RuPaul's age and how long he's been in the business. Honey, if it wasn't for RuPaul, none of us would be around here.
None of us.
I mean, the things that he has done and to remain so humble about it, I just love it. And I just love when they give Ru his flowers. Give it to my boo-boo.
Yeah, I love that expression. Give him the flowers.
Give him the flowers. Now, okay, so while Ru is talking to everybody, Jinx realizes that they glued fabric to their corset without it being stretched on the mannequin.
That made me feel bad. That made me feel bad. She basically took a corset. It wasn't on the mannequin, and she glued the fabric to the corset. Now, a corset, when you're not in it, is tiny.
Right. Okay.
It's like a foot wide. And so because she did it on that small corset, when she tried to put it on, there was no way it had to fit. So basically, Jinx had to start all over again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're supposed to put the corset on the mannequin. I'm talking like I know a billion things about sewing. I don't. But I do know that the corset was supposed to be on the mannequin. Oh. We've had this discussion before. You sew, right? You know how to make stuff.
I sew a little bit.
Yeah, you made your own prom dress, you said.
Yes, and it fell off. I was just like Jinx. It just fell. It lasted a good 2 hours. I'm Jinx. That's why I relate
so
much.
Was it glued? Was it a hot glue?
No, it was
sewn,
but I mean, you know, I don't know what kind of sewing I was doing, but the stitch, I should have double stitched it.
It wasn't a very sturdy stitch.
Yeah, I didn't.
Single stitch.
I didn't stitch it enough, you know what I mean? Now, Shay was nervous that they wouldn't finish because of the amount of work that they gave themselves, because Shay built doing this hand painting and then wanting to do all this rouge and ruffles. It was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work.
And guess who came and helped Shay?
Trinity.
Exactly.
She helped everybody.
Everybody.
Because she was done early. I mean, it's like, I don't know how she does this, but she did it in one of the earlier episodes with that red dress with the cutouts on the side.
Yeah.
Like, she was finished before everybody. I have a friend who got really, really far on Project Runway. His name is Nick Varios, and he teaches downtown at the Fashion Institute. He's a teacher, and he teaches pattern making.
Mm-hmm.
And so because he knows pattern making and he's an expert at it, he can make any dress in an hour.
Really?
Because he can cut out the patterns, figure out the math, cut out the pieces, sew it all together. He's amazing. And I suspect that Trinity is like that as well. She's a seamstress.
Because the dress that Trinity did, it was awesome.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So to be able to finish that and then go around helping Monet, helping Shay, that just also shows you Trinity's heart. That Trinity, she's a team player. And if she sees someone in trouble, she's going to help.
Right. You don't get the feeling, because there are people like this, that when she goes around helping people, like, you owe me. Or remember this.
Right.
I mean, she does kind of joke around, like, don't block me. But for the most part, she does have a big heart and is willing to help the other girls. And I really like her for that.
And while she was helping Monet, they started like whispering to each other. Yes. Like, who do they think that they should block as an alliance? And Monet mm-hmm. thinks that it's either Evie or Jinx that should be blocked. And Trinity agrees that Evie should be blocked as well. I thought that was interesting. And I like to see them together because they are the twins.
The twinners.
The twinners. And Evie and Jada feel like they were next to be blocked because they both have 2 stars each.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, that from a strategic standpoint, go after who has the most.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. It's like, look, at the end of the day, whoever has the most legendary stars is going to be the winner. So mm-hmm. you got to get as many stars as you can. There are not a lot mm-hmm. of episodes left. You got to start mm-hmm. thinking about the strategy of it. So
we're halfway through.
Halfway through.
We're halfway through. And I was already starting to feel like, oh, this is going to end sometime. It's not just because I am the co-host of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast with Lonnie Love, that I'm saying this, but this has been one of my favorite seasons.
It has. It has, because there have been no misses. I mean, mm-hmm. to me, everything is entertaining, is fashionable. Yeah. They're putting their all in this.
Yeah. I like all the girls. I like that they like each other.
I like that,
the camaraderie.
But every week, Alec, they trend. Like, I love seeing, you know, every week someone else trends. You know, they're all trending, and that's giving them their flowers in a way. So it's nice to see that, you know.
Oh, there's that expression again, giving them their flowers.
That's going to be the title of this episode for us.
Giving them their flowers. Where does that expression come from? I absolutely love it. Tribute. It's like a tribute.
Yes.
Give them their flowers.
Yes. We always say, you know, when people pass, they get flowers.
Yeah.
And in our community, the Black community, we say, please give people their flowers while they're living. And so that's why we say that. So. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well.
Give
now,
their flowers while they're living. I'm going to buy myself flowers right after this.
Now let's go to the runway and see what the queens created. All right.
All righty. Okay. On all the episodes, the first one to come out, there was a New York Times article about RuPaul's Drag Race when it was really starting to take off. And they said, it's a drag race competition show where basically RuPaul wins every episode. Because of these outfits that she wears on the runway. This, she came out. This is another Zaldi original. It was like a pink crushed velvet. And cut across the top half and into a slit. And in the middle of it, this huge gold chain that went all the way to the floor. And again, this is one of those things that this isn't supposed to work on paper, but on RuPaul, because she's 7 feet tall and 2 pounds. She's straight up and down. She's the supermodel of the world.
And that beautiful blonde hair, the updo. It was just
great.
Wonderful. Just wonderful. The special guest judge, Betsy Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, the designer. Yeah. It's nice to have a designer on the panel. That was really,
absolutely.
I was excited about Betsy. Yeah. I love her dresses. I love her designs. They're always kind of quirky. So mm-hmm. I was excited to see, you know, mm-hmm. how she would judge the queens.
Yeah. Betsy Johnson's specialty is kind of, all of her looks are very playful.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of like was one of the first designers whose philosophy was, let's not take fashion too seriously.
Mm.
It's supposed to be fun. So a lot of her looks were very clubby,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of like fun. My aunt had a Betsy Johnson sweater dress that was so cute. It was a very tight fitting sweater dress. It was orange and it had purple pterodactyls on it. It was an orange dress with purple dinosaurs, and it was so cute, and it was high fashion, but at the same time it was very childlike. I love Betsy Johnson's design. She's very talented.
Definitely. And Carson and Michelle were also on this judges table this week.
Mm-hmm.
The runway category mm-hmm. is legendary legend looks inspired by RuPaul.
Okay, the very first one to come out was Evie Oddly, and of course she had the supermodel of the world look. And instead of making a dress, she turned it upside down, mm-hmm. kind of like how Shay was talking about. She took the top part, which was kind of like a dark orange, and she turned it into palazzo pants, or she referred to them as hakama pants, which is what they wear in Aikido. And I only know that because my son is a black belt in Aikido. Oh. So I took him to martial arts every week. And then she took the tulle part and she turned it into a sleeve. And she had like a pink corset. This is gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. And yeah. Evie said that she was happy to be able to at least create pants for at least one of the challenges. So mm-hmm. the palazzo pants were just wonderful, beautiful. She did a great job. And the judges gorgeous. Were really, really happy. Up next was gorgeous. The Vivian.
The Vivian came out in the DESPY Awards thing with the bunny ears. She stuck to the almost dark metallic gold look, but she turned it into an asymmetrical dress. So her legs are showing and the other half is spilling off of the other side. And she wanted to put her own British spin on it.
Yes.
So she added these kind of platform Mary Janes to it. I wasn't crazy about the shoes. I didn't think that the shoes went.
Yeah. But the face.
The face is great.
Face was just beautiful. Yeah. You know.
She's really talented. You don't ever talk about the things that you don't like. Is it because you're afraid of meeting somebody in a bar and get into a fight? Because I think you can hold your own.
No, if I really don't like something, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I don't like it. But all right. I really enjoy looking at the different, because I know that this fits the Vivian. It's like, I yes. know I'm going to get a little bit of English, mm-hmm. and that's just the culture that she's from. So right. I tend to, like, if I really like something, I'm going to tell you I really like it. If I don't, I'm going to tell you too. But if it's okay, I'm like, okay, it's fine.
I love the dress. I just wasn't crazy about the platform Mary Janes. Have you been to London?
Yes.
Have you spent a lot of time there?
Yes.
So the fashion there is really, really cool.
It's
I love
so
the clothes.
Cool. You know, I love the people in London. So that's
Me
another
too.
Thing too. And the Vivian is very cool and has a very wicked sense of humor. I like that.
Very wicked sense of humor. Next up, we have Shay Coulee.
I could not wait to see this because I was like, okay, I got to see this print. I got to see this outfit. How does she do, mm-hmm. Alex?
She turned it upside down in the way that Evie Oddly did, in that she took the print of the skirt, that pink leopard print, and she turned it into sleeves, into a shawl. And then she, her bottom half, she has like pink leggings, bright pink leggings, and almost kind of like a black top, kind of like a Catwoman mm-hmm. top with gloves. I'm looking at this and I can't believe she made it.
I can't either.
Like, she made this top, which is skin tight and belted. I mean, this was a lot of work. And I think it's very successful.
She reminded me of a black Barbie doll.
Yes.
A black Barbie yes. doll. Her makeup was incredible. Her, mm-hmm. I mean, just the whole look, it felt fresh. Mm-hmm. It felt playful and fun.
Do you remember when we were kids and the black Barbie doll was just a white Barbie that they dyed black? It was like, she had a white, because there was no Filipino Barbie doll. So my sisters all got black Barbie dolls. They would all get like black Barbie dolls for Christmas. And it was basically a white Barbie that was dyed black. And now the black Barbie dolls are gorgeous and they're coming all different shades.
But you know, we couldn't afford like the Mattel version of Barbie. Mm. So we got like the off-brand version.
The off-brand Barbie. It was Farbie.
Yeah, it was something like that. And the hair was all like, it was like a little piece of cotton or something. It was dyed black. I was like, what is happening, Mom? Just don't give me this, okay?
Yeah.
Up next, we have Trinity, season
Your drag
8 promo.
Mom.
My drag mom, woo, she came okay. through all
she really did.
The way. Talk about it, Alec.
I can't believe she made this. She made a mermaid dress, which is the most flattering shape. Oh. She took the idea of this baby doll dress and she turned it into a full-length gown. It was in the same color. She had this blue tulle that gathered around her knees, went out. She looks like a Barbie, like those holiday Barbies that they sell
yes.
at Christmas time. She took the tulle and also put it at the top of the gloves. Of these Tiffany blue gloves at the top. So she has these like things sticking out. The proportions are absolutely gorgeous. And she built herself a bow in the back. She yes. had a moment where she turned around and it fit her ass perfectly. And this was the other thing of like Shay. If Shay's look was a lot of work, this was like It takes, like, remember, like, on Project Runway, where they, the finalists go home for a month and they work for 6 weeks on their collections? Mm-hmm. This seems like one of those dresses that she'd worked on in 6 weeks. This was made in 48 hours.
That shows you her talent, you know?
Unbelievable.
Up next was Raja, Born Naked promo.
Okay. She wanted to do like a Beyond Thunderdome mm-hmm. originally, like in the sketch, and this ended up looking more like a Coachella outfit. Right? Right? Like she's like Burning Man out in the desert. I have so many friends who go to Burning Man and I'm like, I don't like being hot. I don't like being sweaty and dirty. And it looks like everybody at Burning Man is hot, sweaty, and dirty. I'll never do it. But this was pretty cool.
This was cool. And the thing about Raja is because her face is so beautiful, she had the hair with the pony going to the side. Yes. Makeup was flawless. Mm-hmm. She can get away with wearing something like this because if you're not careful, it could look like just strings hanging off a dress. But she was able to, you know.
Yeah. She did this distressed look at the top and it almost looks like fringe, but it's these big braided fringe. It's really, really beautiful. I noticed on this episode, like in the workroom, I was noticing how beautiful Raja is.
Yes.
Like in the face. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. holy shit. Mm-hmm. This man is beautiful. He has a beautiful face. And when she's made up on the runway, she becomes, like you said earlier with your wigs, mm-hmm. when you put on a different wig, it adds to your personality. It gives you a character. Mm-hmm. I feel like with all these queens, they become superheroes when they're in drag. They become imbued with this different personality. And Raja certainly brings that to the runway.
And if I'm not wrong, Raja was the first Asian American to win.
That's true. She was the first. She is from Indonesia. She is from Bali.
Oh. That's why she's
very
so beautiful.
Interesting.
Oh, just beautiful.
Up next, here comes Jinx Hot Glue Monsoon.
Now, when you say I don't say if I like something or not,
okay.
I did not like this.
All right. And I want to know why. I want to know why, because I didn't like it either.
You know why.
And I'm a huge Jinx fan, and I didn't like this.
And Jinx, I have set to win. But mm-hmm. when I saw this, I was like, ooh.
This is the dog's dinner.
Describe it.
Okay. She looks like... Okay, when I was a kid, I used to go to Disneyland. They had this show in Frontierland at the Golden Horseshoe Review. She looks like Miss Kitty from the Golden Horseshoe Review. She looks like a salon girl with one purple stocking. A saloon girl with one purple... It looks like... Down, 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 ding, 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 ding. Like, it is this kind of, like, saloon girl look. She even has a feather in her hair. She looks like one of the dancers from Oklahoma, which is fine, but it's... It looked kind of janky. It didn't, like, the look that she's aspiring to. We're looking at the look side by side right now.
Yeah.
And RuPaul in the Australian thing looks like a supermodel.
Yes.
And this looks like one of those memes that when you order something on the internet and when it arrives.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
What I ordered and what I got.
And like, what I got. Yes. Yeah. And then she did a weird lip. She did like a very tiny lip. I don't know why she did it. It's Jinx mine. It's her creativity, yes. which... I have nothing but admiration for. I didn't love this.
Us comedy girls, we tend to not be fashionistas all the time. But
well, we're writers.
Yeah.
I mean, as a comedy person, you're a writer. You're always in your head. You're voicing scenarios and situations which you find amusing. This isn't her forte.
It's okay, though. It's all right.
It's okay. It wasn't as horrible as I thought it was going to be.
Right.
And I actually, what I do like is the corset part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
I'm glad that she was able to fix the corset. And at least she had an outfit. That's what's important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up next, we had Jada, the VH1 Divas 2000, a tribute to Diana Ross. Ooh,
yes.
Ooh,
oh, my gosh. The minute she turned the corner, I was like, this is it. This is it. This is, she won.
I'm coming out.
Mm. Yeah, she took the glitter part of the RuPaul dress in the middle, made it a full-length V-neck gown that with a plunging neckline and added a little fur shrug as an afterthought.
Just
like,
a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, yeah. This is what I'm going to wear in between the venue and my limo. That's the story I got. She has big hair on top of slicked back. Her hair this season has been unbelievable.
Yes.
Like her wigs, I really love her wigs. And this kind of reminded me of like Mahogany, mm-hmm. 70s Diana Ross, mm-hmm. kind of like yes. that kind of the Bob Mackie 70s. Yeah, disco era. But absolutely beautiful.
Talking about the hair, this is what I mean by having a wig that matches your actual outfit. You know,
okay.
because you could say, oh, I'll just wear my hair back. I'll do something. No, you've got the big hair. Because when you have a dress like this, you have to balance it with the hair.
Yes.
And that's exactly what Jada did. She did such a good job. And it was it's just a beautiful, beautiful gown.
She knows what to do. And I think she's the shortest out of all the girls.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever she comes out, her proportions, she looks taller. The wigs, I'm her biggest fan. She's amazing.
And definitely when you compare Jada's dress with RuPaul's dress, she was able to take all the elements. Like RuPaul had this big furry cape around.
Yes.
And
yes.
so she made the small mm-hmm. shrug. And then mm-hmm. the gold that she had, RuPaul yes. wore a sequence dress. She made it in all gold, like you said, the plunging, and it
in
was just
gold.
And the big
and then,
hair.
Yeah, and also it's in layers. Like it's she mm-hmm. did a column dress and it's different segments of the glitter thing going up. It's like Trinity. Like I can't believe she made this. This is just incredible.
And last but not least, Monet. That face kini.
She's a face kini monster.
It's a bodysuit, multicolored. Is that what it is?
Which isn't easy to make.
Right.
Which isn't easy to make. It's a bodysuit, and she has this kind of multicolored corset with kind of this Care Bears pattern in it that repeats in the shoes. She's wearing the face kini. She added a top hat with feathers.
And you know why? Because she had mentioned in the workroom that her head is a certain size. It's a large head.
She has a
and
big head.
So in order to, you know, not make that head seem so big, which is really genius, she made the hat actually match with the bodysuit and the face and the makeup.
Sometimes some men have really big heads. like some men have like a pot roast head. So you think she did it? She added the hat and the feathers to kind of minimize?
Yeah, I believe
her.
She did.
Yeah,
which was genius because it looks like a full-on costume.
Yeah. Bianca Del Rio, in an interview on YouTube once, talked about her look. You know, why are her eyes so big? Why is her hair so high?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I did all of that to take away from the fact that I'm a man with a big nose.
Wow.
And a masculine face. And so all of the stuff around me, the hair going up high,
mm-hmm.
the gigantic eyes shrinks my face
mm-hmm.
so that it's more feminine. And I guess that's what Monet tried to do here.
Well, and that's what I do. Like, I have linebacker shoulders. So what I try to do, I'm like a football player in the back. I have this wide back. So I try to put hair down so that it minimizes. And then I put some in the front.
Well, you know what? You have done an amazing job
of
minimizing your back because I've never noticed your back
before. See,
You've never walked into a room and I've never been like, geez, look at Lonnie Love's back. She's like, you've disguised it very well because I've never noticed
the
size of your back.
We all know how to disguise, you know, when we need to, you know.
We'll be right back after this break.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
And we're back.
So the top two for the week were Trinity and Jada Essence Hall. Those were my two top choices.
Me too. Me too.
I was so happy. I was so happy to see that.
Yeah.
So they had to do the lip sync. Trinity had on snake skin looking beautiful with that fire red hair. Jada had flames and checkers on and looking great.
Yeah.
And
they both had on cat suits with different patterns on it. They were both amazing. Jada did that split where she slid across the stage at the top of the number. And then
I got scared. I said, uh-oh. Because they were lip syncing to I Want Love by Jessie J. And when she did the split, when Jada did that, I said, uh-oh. You better do something, Trinity.
Is that too soon? Do you think it was too soon at the beginning of the number?
No, I thought, she's about to get fire. Because, you know, depending on Trinity, if Trinity has on a really tight outfit, that's why I'm glad they changed their outfits. She'll just stand there and just move around. But she's got to match the energy of Jada. So when Jada did that, I was like, oh, Jada might have it.
What's going on?
But then Trinity pulled through.
Yes, she slid all the way across and her face went into Jada Essence Hall's butt. I was like, how did she do that? She had perfect aim. She slid all the way across and her face landed like right in front
straight
of Jada's butt.
There.
I thought that was, and she won. She ended up winning the legendary legend star and neither one of them were blocked. So they both got it.
Yep.
Now Trinity has two and now Jada has three.
Yep. Which goes back to Jinx not really thinking about who to block. So this is like now Jada has the three.
Oh, right. Because Jinx was the one who gave her second star.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So Trinity has the platinum plunger power and she gives it to.
I was like, who is she going to give it to? Who is she going to give it to? Because I'm like, it's anybody's guess.
Yeah.
But I knew she wasn't going to give it to Monet because they have an alliance. And I believe that Trinity believes in that. She gave it to who?
She gave it to Evie. She gets to Evie, and Evie was like, oh! And then Evie said the best thing. She was like, I'm going to get you, bitch. So.
But if you remember, technically, Evie was given a star by Raja.
Yes.
Remember? And then she won another star. So in a way, it's kind of like one star was given to her. And in that episode, Evie was kind of like boasting like, yeah, because she was kind of like her self-esteem was really up. So I think Trinity did that to humble her a little bit, you know? Yeah. So and Monet and Trinity both said during the workroom that Evie should have been blocked. So that's why Trinity probably kept her word and blocked Evie.
And she also said that Jinx has been blocked so many times.
Yeah.
Jinx is the most blocked queen in this entire competition.
Can I say I was just happy because I believe Trinity is very talented. Trinity has been helping everybody. She's very sweet. She's been funny. She deserved this win. So
it's one
of those satisfying wins.
In addition to the legendary legend star, she won $10,000. You get a tip of $10,000. So what's your favorite moment of the show?
My goodness. Favorite moment was the runway. I loved like paying homage to RuPaul and going back down memory lane with his looks.
Yeah. My favorite was Trinity sliding when I was getting her face into Jada's butt. I thought that was a real cliffhanger. My favorite queen from this episode. I'm split between the top two, Jada and Trinity. They just both really knocked me out.
Yeah, definitely. Me too. You know, do you stand by your winner? We have our bet.
Yes. I'm staying with Trinity. I've stayed with Trinity week after week. She's been up, she's been down, but I'm still sticking with my girl.
I'm going to stick with Jinx. I think that there's going to be a comedy challenge coming next week. I'm going to stick to my plan.
If there's if it's nothing but sewing challenges for the rest of the episodes,
then I
might be getting that mani-pedi.
Okay.
Now, we talk about this on every single episode of Squirrel Friends because we really do want to change the culture online and social media.
Yes.
If you talk about these girls online, remember they're human beings. They cry. They hurt.
Yes.
They have feelings. They've gone through a lot to be on the show. Show them love on the Twitter, on the Instagram.
And they're working hard to entertain
all of us. Yeah.
They're working hard. So be nice to them and give them some praise. Give them their flowers.
Give them their flowers online, Lonnie. Where can we give you flowers online on your social medias, Lonnie?
Instagram, Comic Lonnie Love, and on Twitter, at Lonnie Love. And where can we give you your flowers, Alec?
You can give me flowers on Instagram and Twitter. I love to hear from you. I don't have as many followers as Lonnie, but I'm hoping through this podcast, I can start to catch up. Now, if you like this episode, please rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and tell a friend.
Catch new episodes of All Star Season 7 on Paramount Plus.
Listen to Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Alec and I will be back next Monday for an all-new episode of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. See you soon.
Bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.